Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your guide to everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking. Are you looking for an easy way to batch cook healthy food at home? Joule Sous Vide is the tool for you. Joule heats food to the exact right temperature and holds it there, so it's hot and ready to serve whenever you are ready to eat. There's no guesswork, so food is never under or overcooked. To get yours, visit chefsteps.com/Joule and use the code CLEVER, all lowercase, to get $15 off for a limited time. That's chefsteps.com/Joule, code CLEVER. The code is case sensitive, so be sure to type lowercase CLEVER. Joule, perfect food every time. And now, back to our podcast. Our guest today is Dan Stackman, founder of the independently owned vegan company Upton's Naturals. He's here to talk with us about an ingredient that's gaining popularity, although it may not yet be on your shopping list, jackfruit. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your company, Upton's Naturals, and what its mission is.
Well, we are mission-driven. I've been vegan for a little over 25 years. I started with seitan, which isn't jackfruit, but also a very simple meat alternative that's made just from wheat, water, and spices. About 3.5 years ago, we launched the first pre-season packaged jackfruit in the world, and we've since expanded into other items like vegan meal kits and
I've definitely seen your products on the shelves at places like Whole Foods and even some of the more upscale bodegas in New York. Can you tell us sort of how you started out as a company, what your goals were, how you grew, and where you are now in terms of distribution?
Sure. So I started out in a shared kitchen in Chicago, and I had never made seitan before, at least not professionally. There was one incident. And I'll call it an incident because it did not go very well. But I had made a box mix for a family Thanksgiving. It was very spongy and really nothing like seitan when people think of it. So I had this shared kitchen and thought seitan is one of my favorite foods. There was only one national brand at the time and no one making it locally. And kind of just thought I'd give it a try. Got really lucky with the first couple of recipes, which were Italian and chorizo. Launched those in a few restaurants in Chicago. Kind of proved to myself that people were interested, right? Saved up, got our own space, and then launched in some Whole Foods stores in Chicago, about 7 of them, then expanded to 20, and then the full region, and kind of just took it region by region with them from there over the period of maybe 3-4 years, something like that. And then now we are sold in over 20 countries. We've got national placement, actually international placement with Whole Foods as well, but we're also seeing more and more conventional stores bring our items like Walmart and Target, Safeway, some Kroger banners. So things have changed quite a bit.
So what is it about jackfruit that makes it an appealing proposition as a meat substitute or just a staple in a vegan diet? You see the whole fruit and it's kind of this incredibly overwhelmingly large thing. What is the texture like? How do you prepare it? What do people need to know about it and some of its health benefits to maybe get them to give it a try in their own diets?
Sure. So one of the most important things that people should know, because we still get these comments from time to time, the fresh fruit that you see in the store, like that whole giant monster, is not what you would use to make a savory, say, barbecue jackfruit sandwich. We actually harvest the young fruit where none of that sweetness or any of the seeds have developed. So it's got got a very neutral flavor. And in terms of the appeal, it's largely about the texture. So a lot of people think that, you know, that young jackfruit texture is similar to that of pulled pork or even shredded poultry. And it's great just because it's so simple. It's a whole food, very minimally processed. You know, in terms of meat alternatives, it doesn't contain wheat or soy, which make up the majority of the category.
So it's great because it intersects not only people who are following a vegan or a vegetarian diet, but it also is gluten-free. It doesn't include some of those common allergens for folks that might be avoiding those as well. And I've seen it definitely in the, you know, pulled pork style recipes, but what are a few of your other favorite things to do with it, or what are some experimental things maybe that you've tried with the ingredient?
Barbecue sandwiches by far are the most popular. Second, I'd say, are any kind of application that would involve a taco. So for example, our chili lime flavor is very common for tacos. At our restaurant here in Chicago, we also do an al pastor, and we've got a number of recipes on our website, but just a few that come to mind. We've used the Thai curry jackfruit in rice paper rolls. The sriracha that we have, we've breaded and fried it. You know, for sort of like a wing application. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of different things that you could use it for, essentially anything that, you know, you might normally put that shredded poultry or kind of like a pulled pork into.
A quick word from our podcast sponsor. Most skincare products tend to require a trade-off. Many effective products are loaded with harmful chemicals, while products with cleaner ingredients might do nothing at all for your skin. But True Botanicals believes you shouldn't have to choose. True Botanicals uses leading research from top universities to formulate luxurious formulas that are as potent as they are pure. And third-party clinical trials showed that True Botanicals really works. Their Renew collection for aging skin outperformed competing brand Crème de la Mer, and their Clear collection for acne outperformed Proactive Plus. True Botanicals just isn't as effective as conventional skincare. It's actually better. And True Botanicals is the first company to have its entire skincare line certified safe for people and the planet by the nonprofit Made Safe, America's first non-toxic seal. Go to truebotanicals.com to get free samples and receive $20 off orders of $40 or more with the code CLEVER. Offer restricted to first purchase only. And now, back to our podcast. What else do you see in the future of packaged foods? What other things are coming out or on the horizon that you're excited about?
That question is certainly more difficult than the others.
If you can't say what you guys are working on, of course, that's fine too.
Yeah, I mean, we have a few things in the works. You know, there are a lot of people that are certainly excited about more of the science-based meat alternatives, which isn't exactly what we do, but we're just as excited about those for the movement in general and to get people interested in the category. Personally, we'd love to see some more clean ingredient options in the meat alternatives case. But I don't know of any that are on the horizon, at least outside of what we have going on.
You guys identify as a whole food meat alternative. Can you talk a little bit about what that means and kind of how it compares nutritionally to some of the more processed things that are on the market?
Sure. So jackfruit, I mean, it is simply a whole food. It's not, we're not taking that and putting it into anything else. We're just taking that whole fruit, seasoning it, and that's it. So most of the other meat alternatives on the market, including the seitan that we produce, there's a little bit more processing involved. So with the seitan, it's definitely one of the cleaner, more minimally processed meat alternatives. Just wheat, water, spices, about as processed as a loaf of bread. Some other meat alternatives that are in that same category, I'd say tofu and tempeh. Outside of that, once you get into stuff with, you know, hexane extracted soy proteins and, you know, all kinds of gums and natural flavors, and it's just kind of a different thing, you know, which isn't necessarily bad. It's just more complicated.
If people wanted to buy jackfruit at the store and prepare it at home, what would that process look like? What does it look like to go from the whole fruit to the part that you're using for the more savory applications?
Well, with our products, it's largely just opening the pouch and, you know, cooking on the stove for 8 to 12 minutes. You really want to just kind of let those sugars caramelize and develop the flavor a little bit. But, you know, if you were to somehow find the young fruit, which I've never seen any, at least in the U.S., available, you know, you would need to peel the skin off and then figure out a way to get the, there's a lot of natural latex involved in jackfruit. If you've ever dissected a whole one, depending on how ripe it may be, you may have experienced the knife sticking to the fruit, which no one really enjoys. But even if you were to get, say, a can of young jackfruit, there's still a lot more time that it'll take in marinating and slow cooking to get those tastes and textures that you're looking for with jackfruit as a meat alternative. So when we came up with this concept, we wanted to make sure that it involved as little prep as possible.
Dan, thank you so much for talking with us today. It's such a great company. It's fantastic what you're doing, and you're bringing a new meat alternative into people's homes. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Check out the company, Upton's Naturals, and tune in next time on The Clever Cookster, your guide to everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking.